1976 in Words and Phrases, Adultery in My Heart, a confessional phrase from Jimmy Carter in Playboy. Las Vegas of the East, the tag for Atlantic City after casino gambling is approved. Legionnaires' disease, which killed 27 attending a convention in Philadelphia. Yo, from the first Rocky movie. Handle, one CB nickname such as Big Mama. Bear, another CB term for law enforcers. And the tall ships, describing the flotilla of sails on the Hudson River on the 4th of July.
Artie's Time Warp.
At a club outside of town, I was so surprised, I was hypnotized by the sound his cats put down. When I saw this short fat guy stretch a band between his toes, hey, I laughed so hard cause the band got down when it finally reached his nose.
Hey y'all, prepare yourself for the rubber band.
Whoa, whoa.
Man, you never heard a sound like a rubber band.
Man,
you're bound to lose control.
So much rhythm, grace, and debonair for one man. Everything about it seems out of place, but
From ABBA to ZZ Top, Artie's Time Warp plays the hits from A to Z.
We're putting a French flair on the program as we check in with a tune from Styx, December 1976.
Paris.
1976 in Buttons and Bumper Stickers. Have you hugged your kid today? Bozo for President. Recall Ralph Nader. Nurses are panhandlers. Unemployment isn't working. And animals are kind to dumb people.
What am I gonna do to make you love me? What am I gonna do to make you care? What do I do when lightning strikes me? And awake to find that you're not there. What do I do to make you want me? What have I gotta do to be heard? What do I say when it's all over? Sorry seems to be the hardest word. It's sad, so sad, so sad. It's a sad, sad situation. And it's getting more and more absurd. It's sad, so sad, so sad. Why can't we talk it over? Oh, it seems to me that sorry seems to be the hardest word.
Artie's Time Warp, serving six continents, two ears at a time.
The SS Edmund Fitzgerald sank to the bottom of Lake Superior in November 1975. Canada's Gordon Lightfoot considers this song to be his finest work.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. Ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and a captain well seasoned, concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait, when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. Musty old hall in Detroit they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. And the legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
In December 76, the Carpenters air their first TV special. The Cars play their opening gig. And we have more new LPs from Brass Construction, Uriah Heep, and a live album from Waylon Jennings. Queen releases A Day at the Races, and Side 2 kicks off with their latest single.
Somebody, 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 find me, somebody, find me,
A half dozen more musical hits after these messages from our commercial sponsors.
Stay tuned to Artie's Time Warp.
It's the right thing to do.